What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? 你是外向的人还是内向的人呢? For extroverts, starting conversations with others is easy. They feel energized after talking to people. But for an introvert like me, it's hard to open up. And we can find it exhausting to talk to people all day.I can text, I can sing, and I can read something confidently. But when I come face to face to someone, my mind goes blank. 当个人类面对面要讲话的时候，我的头脑就会一片空白。When I'm facing someone new and unfamiliar, especially, it's really scary. Sometimes all I want is to hide in a cave with the internet and come out twice a week.Tops. And guys, I probably sound confident in these challenges, but I can assure you if I ever meet you in person, you'll feel the awkwardness from me. Life as an introvert is a constant struggle. This video today can help introverts like me and some of you from being so shy. And if you're not an introvert, watch this video because it'll help you understand more about your introverted friends.But before you go do that, let's practice today's sentence. But I noticed that when I tried talking to an attractive girl or a popular kid, this awkward feeling would take over my entire body. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. But I noticed that when I tried talking to an attractive girl or a popular kid,This awkward feeling would take over my entire body. OK, 这就是今天的句子。接下来呢，我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips 吧。首先 ,but I noticed that, 这边的 but 跟 I 呢要做一个连音。那因为连音的关系呢，所以 but 的 T 呢就被弱化掉了，变成比较像 D 的音，滴滴滴的的那个音。But I noticed that, 这边的 noticed,原本应该是过去式，也就是说它有加一个 D 在后面，但是呢因为讲者也连音了，所以把 noticed 的那个 D 跟 that 的 TH 连在一起了，变成 noticed that. But I noticed that when I tried, 这边这个 tried 的 ED 讲者就发得很清楚了，所以大家要记得念。 When I tried talking to an attractive girl, and attractive 这边也要连音， and N 跟 attractive 的 A 连在一起，An attractive girl, or a popular kid, or a, 这边也可以连音, or the R 跟 a 连在一起, or a popular kid, 这边的 popular 呢可以分音节去练习，首先是 pa, 再来是 pu, 再来是 ler, popular, 我一直觉得这个字很可爱, popular, or a popular kid, this awkward feeling, 这边的 awkward 呢它的拼法是 awkward, 但是它的第一个 w, 也就是 aw 那个 w 呢是听不出来的，它是直接发 awkward, 也就是说呢你在拼字的时候，在写这个字的时候记得要把那个 w 加上去，因为我自己还蛮常忘记那边有一个 w 的。Awkward, this awkward feeling would take over. Take over 也要做连音， take 的 K-E 跟 over 的 O 连在一起。Take over my entire body. 这边的 entire 呢， E-N 是发 N 的音， N, my entire body. OK, 再我们把这个句子再念一遍。But I noticed that when I tried talking to an attractive girl or a popular kid, this awkward feeling would take over my entire body.Okay guys, now let's move on to the vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is attractive. Attractive. Attractive 呢它是形容词，意思是漂亮的、悦耳的、有魅力的或是诱人的。也就是说呢这个字呢不只是可以形容人的外表很漂亮，它也可以形容声音是悦耳的、动听的。Okay, 我们来举一个例子。She has a lot of followers on Instagram because she's attractive, not because she's talented. 她的 IG 有很多追踪人数是因为她长得很漂亮，不是因为她很有才华。OK, 那我们来补充 ,attractive 的动词形式呢是 attract. Attract. attract 它有两个不同的意思，第一个呢是指因为具有积极或者是值得赞赏的品质而吸引或是招引引起别人的注意，那它的第二个意思呢是指吸引诱惑或者是引起某某某的爱慕或者是使喜爱。 OK， 好，我们来举两个不同的例子。第一个， Our higher quality products attract more customers than our competitors. 比起我们的竞争者，我们的品质更好的产品吸引了更多顾客。 OK， 这是第一个例子。再来举第二个， I am usually attracted to boys with curly hair. I have no idea why. 我很容易被卷发的男生吸引，我不知道为什么，我真的不知道为什么。好，我们来看下一个单字， awkward， awkward， awkward 要注意了，它的第一个 W， AW 的那个 W 是不发音的，所以听起来是 awkward， awkward。 那 awkward 它有两个不同的意思，第一个是令人尴尬的，使人难堪的，也就是说你可以用在一个很尴尬的场合这样子。那第二个呢是指笨拙的，不灵活的或是难看的，这边可以用在当你看到一个人，比如说他肢体比较不灵活，跳舞起来看起来怪怪的，你就可以说他是 awkward。 那我们来举两个例子。 The awkward silence in the room indicated that the joke he just told wasn't funny at all. 整间屋子尴尬的氛围代表着他讲的笑话一点都不好笑。再来举第二个例子， Tom looks awkward using chopsticks.But this is his first time. He finally picked up his sushi after the third try. Tom 第一次使用筷子吃东西的时候看起来很不灵活，试了第三次他终于把他的寿司夹起来了。 OK， 那再来我们来看下一个，下一个是片语 take over。 take over， take over 的意思呢是接任、接管、接手。我们来举两个例子，两个例子有一点点用法有点小小的不一样。我们来看第一个， Lena took over his brother's company when he was put in jail for a crime. Lena 在他哥哥因为犯法被关进监狱之后接管了他哥哥的公司。那这边的接管呢是指接管一个生意、一个公司、一个 company。 那再来呢我们要来看第二种比较隐身一点的意思，Tiredness took over my body after 10 hours of work. 十个小时的工作之后，疲惫感接管了我的全身。这边的接管呢，就比较抽象一点，就是你被疲惫给take over 你的身体了，这样子。OK， 再来我们来看，如果你把 take over 两个字合在一起，变成 take over， 也就是两个字不要有空隙 ，take over 的话，它会变成名词，变成接管、收购公司的意思。那你也可以把那个 take 跟 over 中间加一个那个杠杠 ，take over， 这样子也可以，也是名词的意思。好，我们来举个例子。My best friend has been really busy for the last few months working on the takeover of her father's company. She barely has time for me.我最好的朋友这几个月忙着他爸爸的公司的接管事宜，他几乎没有时间陪我。 OK， 这就是 takeover 的部分。再来我们来看下一个单字， entire， entire， entire 呢它是形容词，意思是全部的、整个的、完全的或是完整的。 When I got home, the entire cake was gone. My dog was staring at me innocently with frosting all over his mouth.我回到家的时候，整块蛋糕已经不见了。我的狗用无辜的眼神看着我，嘴巴沾满了糖霜。OK， entire。那再来我们来补充 entirely， entirely 加上 ly， 它的意思呢就是完全的、彻底的、完整的。那它是副词。好，举个例子， I came home and saw my roommate's body covered entirely with body paint. I had no idea what he was up to.我回到家看到我室友的身体完全的布满人体彩绘，我不知道他在搞什么。 OK， entirely。 OK guys， that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Congratulations, you did it. Be sure to leave a comment and a recording. I do appreciate it when you do both of those. And remember to watch the video. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.